Blue Orchard Bee of the Charlotte Mason Institute. We ask that you respect the copyright of this file, which is owned by the Charlotte Mason Institute and the Blue Orchard Bee. This file is for personal use only. You may share with family, friends, and colleagues, but you may not publish this information in any form, including electronically. Views suggested on these files do not necessarily reflect the views of either the Charlotte Mason Institute or the Blue Orchard Bee. Information here is not to be construed or received as professional advice in matters of mental health. You are encouraged to work closely with a mental health professional provider that meets your needs. Thank you for joining us on our last video for the 2021 Blue Orchard Bee Year. We hope you have enjoyed the sessions this past year. We wish you a restful and peaceful and enjoyable summer. In our last video for this year, and to follow up on the teacher training series entitled Providing for Differences, Narration and Composition, we have a special treat. One of our students has agreed to share a bit of her experience this year. As you are listening, notice how the work targeted and supported many different needs that we talked about in the training series. When any of those needs are neglected, it becomes an obstacle that prevents this student from composing even a single paragraph. Knowledge of the person, the removal of obstacles, and supporting rather than despising the needs open the students up to new truths and enlarges the room in which they stand. Let's listen to Danielle's interview.
Okay, so I wanted to share a bit of your work with others today. So we read Frankenstein by Mary Shelley this year, and I was wondering if you would share what you liked and what you didn't like about the book.
Well, what I didn't like about the book is it was kind of hard to read.
Just because the language was a little older?
I feel like there's not one specific thing I liked about the book necessarily. I feel like overall, like maybe the plot was good.
Okay. Would you recommend it to a friend?
Sure.
Like if somebody said, hey, I'm supposed to read this book this year. I know you read it already. Was it any good, or should I just, like, get the cliff notes?
Yeah, read it, but...
All right. Well, so you had a composition for the book, and the composition read, "The Ichabod and Frankenstein are both stories about othering. Othering is a modern term that describes the situation when someone is dehumanized or excluded and oppressed because of some difference. Ichabod is written as a modern fairy tale, while Frankenstein was written as a gothic romantic novel. So compare and contrast the two. What do the stories have in common, and how do they differ? Your essay should include an introduction, examples to explain your analysis, and should include a conclusion." So could you read your composition for us?
Sure. The Other Monster. On January 1st, 1818, Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley anonymously published the first edition of Frankenstein. 202 years later, J.K. Rowling published The Ichabod. Frankenstein, originally written as three books, and The Ichabod, which Rowling wrote for fun in the middle of the Harry Potter series, are two different books by two different authors, written over a century and a half apart. But they both have a few things in common. They both have a monster, some misunderstanding about the monster, a way that that misunderstanding about the monster causes the monster to act or want to act accordingly, and a way the reader finds out the truth about the monster and gets to see things from their point of view. And each book is slightly different from each the other in all of these points, and they hold different truths, but some of the ideas are the same. For the monster, Frankenstein's monster is 7 feet tall and can climb mountains in minutes, mountains that would take humans hours, and it has superhuman strength. The Ichabod is as tall as 2 horses with eyes like lamps and seems to be covered in marshweed. The important thing about both of them is that they look scary and different, and that was where the misunderstanding started. The misunderstanding in the Ichabod starts as an accident. Up in the marsh, where King Fred, the two lords, and the royal guard have gone to fight the Ichabod, even though they don't think it exists. Yet. The lords are sent to retrieve the king's sword, which Fred lost in the marsh. Then they hear something. Flapoon shoots and kills the head of the royal guard, Major Beamish. Spittleworth then invents the story of the Ichabod, which the king is conveniently now terrified of, and the story starts. Spittleworth makes the Ichabod a terrible monster, which will come down out of the marshlands to attack the kingdom. An interesting thing that we find out later in Ichabod, however, is that the humans had been hunting the Ichabod since long before that night on the marsh. According to the Ichabod, the humans had killed all of the other Ichabods and forced them to live in the marsh. So even though Spittleworth's story is what eventually brings the Ichabod story out, the misunderstanding began long before the beginning of the book. In contrast to the Ichabod, Frankenstein's monster is kept a complete secret. The misunderstanding starts on the same night that Frankenstein gives it life. As soon as the monster wakes up, it terrifies him. He's terrified of what he's done, he's terrified of what the monster might do. And he's right, in a way. The monster does end up doing a bunch of terrible things, but it wouldn't have done if Frankenstein hadn't misunderstood it in the first place. Frankenstein wasn't the only one, either. Up on the mountain, the monster tells about how, after he left the school, people everywhere were scared of him and drove him away. He also says that it was the reason he framed Justine for the murder of William, because he knew that she would shun him, too, if she saw him. The reaction. One of the things I found interesting about the Ichabod is that there was a chance for the Kingdom of Cornucopia to actually have the problem that Spittleworth had pretended it did. In the end of the book, after Bert and Roderick get rid of Spittleworth, the Cornucopians still have one big problem, the mean Ichabogle. The Really was mostly scared. This recalls what Yoda said about fear and the Phantom Menace. It also recalls the same thing happened earlier in the story. Earlier in the book, the Ichabod tells Daisy the story of the Ichabogs and that the humans hunted him, and how this Ichabog is the last one left, and how it needs to eat Daisy and her 3 companions so that its Ichabogles will become people killers. The key thing is that it tells her it's frightened of the humans. And it was also the reason the humans hunted the Ichabogs in the first place, and the way the Spittleworth takes control of the king and the country. It's one of the similar points that both of the books share. The problem could have been solved a ton of times if one person or a lot of people weren't afraid, and each time that someone did something out of fear, the problem got worse. The story. As stated above, in both the Ichabod and Frankenstein, you somehow get to see the monster's side of the story. In the Ichabod's story is explained in the section above. The Ichabod was scared. The things in the stories told about it were wrong, too, which we find out at the same time we hear its story. The Ichabod only eats mushrooms. It probably can fight the people, but it doesn't want to. We find out a lot about this through the Ichabod song. How and what you find out in Ichabod in Frankenstein is different. How you find out in both books is similar. The monster tells you. In the Ichabod, Daisy asks it, and in Frankenstein, because the monster wishes Frankenstein could still forgive him. But there is one main difference. In Frankenstein, you get the monster's story in multiple parts. In the Ichabod, I suppose you do too, but in Frankenstein, they're completely separate sections. And the book ends after Frankenstein dies, with the monster telling Walton about what it was like to be shunned, what it was like to be guilty of murder, a lot of murder, and have committed those murders to destroy someone else. We get the rest of the monster's perspective earlier when he confronts Frankenstein on the mountain. The perspective of the narrative also changes just before the monster turns up on the ship. From Walton's perspective, he tells the story to his sister Margaret, we read how the problem the crew have with the ice and how they decide to turn back, Frankenstein's speech, his death, the monster's last appearance, and how it plans to die. I wondered why Shelley had changed the perspective. It was rather unexpected and confusing. I think that Frankenstein's death is required in order to get the monster's full story, so she had to change the perspective so that we could hear it from someone else. the other monster. One of the main differences between the books is how they end. Ichabod ends happily ever after. I think that Frankenstein's ending, however, could be considered a success with a happy ending or a terrible sad ending. On one hand, a lot of people do die, but it ends up with the problem resolved. On the other, it ends up a whole lot the way Shakespearean tragedy, and we all know what those are like. Either way, Walton gets a whole lot more than he signed up for. In the foreword for the Ichabod, J.K. Rowling said that a question that's always interested her is, what do the monsters we conjure tell about us about ourselves? I think that's something to think about. In the Ichabod, what does it mean about the marshland who first told the story about the Ichabod as a terrifying monster? Who is the real monster in the story? In Frankenstein, Victor Frankenstein automatically assumes the worst of his monster. What does that say about him? The Ichabod and Frankenstein give us, if nothing else, something to think about. How can we apply J.K. Rowling's question to real life?
Okay, thank you. So, now we heard what you thought about Frankenstein. How about if you you want to tell us, did you have a favorite book or any other books that you liked this year?
Well, I don't think I had a favorite book. Over the entire year, there were a few books I liked. Anna of Byzantium, Samurai's Tale, Shadow Spinner, The Trumpeter of Krakow, Witch of Blackbird Pond, and Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
Okay. So is there a reason why you tend to like certain books, do you think? Mm. Is there any reason why in particular you liked any one of these books that you mentioned?
I don't know.
Not sure?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this session of the Blue Orchard Bee. And we also thank you for joining us for the centaur year of the Blue Orchard Bee. We wish you the best for the summer, and we hope to see you in September.